Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
The Geminids meteor shower is coming up soon, as is the Ursids meteor shower. And although we're coming up on a full moon on the 15th of December, which will interfere with the visibility of some of the weaker meteors, these meteor showers are still worth checking out. The Geminids meteor shower runs annually from December 7th to the 17th, as the Earth passes through the debris from the asteroid 3200 Phaethion. It's considered by many to be the best shower of the year, with perhaps up to 120 meteors per hour during the peak viewing period, which will occur on the evening of December 13th and early hours of the 14th. As the name implies, the meteors will appear to originate within the constellation Gemini. Then, beginning on December 17th and running through December 25th, is the Ursids meteor shower, as the Earth passes through the debris field of Comet Tuttle. This is a much less impressive meteor shower, with perhaps only 5 to 10 meteors per hour during the peak viewing period, which will occur on the night of December 21st and early December 22nd. There'll be a waning gibbous moon on that evening, which will interfere a bit with viewing. These meteors will appear to originate within the constellation Ursa Minor, the Little Dipper. Most meteor showers are caused by the debris from comets. Comets have been described as masses of ice, rock, and dust a few miles in diameter that orbit the sun and are remnants of when the solar system was formed. As they pass near the sun, the heat causes them to shed debris. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the particles become glowing hot. Viewed from Earth, these meteors look to us like falling stars or shooting stars. Asteroids, as in the Geminids, are a little different in composition and other factors, but still produce meteors. Historically, meteors often referred to as falling stars or shooting stars were not scientifically understood. In Greek mythology, they were thought to be stones thrown down at the earth when Zeus was mad. Some cultures viewed them as bad omens or perhaps divine messages. Others viewed them as the passing of souls of people that had died. And of course, somewhere along the line, we learned that we should make a wish upon seeing one. Perry Como and others even sang that we should catch one and put it in our pockets. There are several meteor showers each year. A good source of information on them is the Sea and Sky Astronomy Calendar of Celestial Events. I put links to the site for calendar year 2024 and 2025, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.